What would you sacrifice to reunite with your soulmate after 20 years apart? In Voyager, this question propels us through a sweeping narrative that spans continents and centuries. The story begins in the aftermath of the bloody Battle of Culloden in 1746, where Scottish Highlander Jamie Fraser lies wounded, expecting death. Meanwhile, in 1968, his wife Claire, who traveled through time via ancient standing stones, has lived two decades without him, raising their daughter Brianna in Boston. When Claire discovers Jamie might have survived Culloden, she faces an impossible choice: remain in her time with her daughter, or journey back through the stones to find the man she never stopped loving. Their eventual reunion in 18th century Edinburgh isn't just a romantic moment. It's the collision of two lives that continued without each other, carrying the weight of secrets, separate families, and unshared joys. What makes their love story so compelling isn't just its fantastical time travel element, but the very human question at its core. Can love truly bridge a 20-year absence, or will the people we've become make us strangers to each other? Jamie survives Culloden but pays dearly. Spared execution through his brother's dead, he lives in a cave near Lallybroch as the Dunbonnet, emerging monthly only to shave and see family. By day, I was a creature of mind and books. By night, I gave myself to the dark and became something else entirely. When Jenny gives birth, Jamie's grief for Claire and their unborn child surfaces powerfully. After Fergus loses a hand protecting Jamie's secret, he arranges his own capture, unwilling to cause more suffering. Before surrendering, he accepts Mary McNabb's comfort, not passion, but shared loneliness. "I know what it is to lose your heart's love," she tells him. After prison, Jamie becomes printer, smuggler, reluctant husband to Logair, and secret father to an illegitimate son. Yet he remains defined by absence, his heart tied to a woman he believes forever lost. When asked if he fears death, Jamie responds simply, "God, Jenny, do you think I care?" His survival isn't triumph, but mere endurance. 20 years after returning to her time, Claire has established herself as a surgeon in Boston, raising Brianna while maintaining a complicated marriage with Frank until his death. When visiting Scotland with her daughter, she begins researching Jamie's fate after Culloden. What begins as historical curiosity transforms when evidence suggests Jamie survived. "Find out for me," Claire asks historian Roger Wakefield, as her carefully constructed life begins to unravel. When they discover Jamie was alive in 1765 Edinburgh, working as a printer named Alexander Malcolm, Claire faces an impossible choice between her daughter and her lost love. The pivotal moment comes when Brianna releases her. "He gave you to me. Now I have to give you back to him." This propels Claire toward her third passage through time, more terrifying than before. "The world disappeared," is all she can say of the experience. Claire's journey compels not through time travel alone, but through profound human questions. Can we truly go back? Can love survive decades of separation? Her courage drives her forward, armed only with faith in a connection that transcends time itself. "It wasn't a dream," Claire whispers upon waking beside Jamie after their reunion. Their print shop meeting, Jamie fainting at the sight of her, captures the overwhelming emotion of reconnection. While physical attraction remains immediate, rebuilding trust proves challenging. Their reunion reveals how both evolved yet remained themselves. Claire has become a surgeon, defying societal limitations, while Jamie lives as a smuggler and printer under multiple identities. Both built independent lives from necessity. Conflict erupts when Claire discovers Jamie married Leogar, the woman who once tried to have her burned as a witch. Their argument exposes raw pain. Claire raising their child alone, Jamie existing without his heart's match. Reconciliation comes through honesty about their separate lives and shared grief over lost time. When Jamie renews their blood vow, they acknowledge their bond transcends time itself. Their reunion's power lies in its messiness. Their love endures not because it remained unchanged, but because it's strong enough to absorb 20 years apart. 15-year-old Ian Murray embodies the novel's coming-of-age narrative. First appearing as a runaway in Jamie's smuggling operation, he shows determination while maintaining vulnerability. His relationship with Jamie creates tension. Jamie recognizes his nephew's capabilities, while Ian's mother, Jenny, insists he's just a bairn. In Edinburgh, Ian faces adult realities prematurely, a life-altering act of self-defense, and intimate relationships before he's emotionally prepared. Jamie guides him with Highland wisdom about accepting responsibility for one's actions. Ian's capture while retrieving treasure initiates Jamie and Claire's Caribbean journey. At Gillis Duncan's plantation, he endures mistreatment that leaves deep emotional wounds. By the novel's conclusion, Ian has matured significantly. His decision to keep Rollo, the wolf dog, represents his growing autonomy. When they wash ashore in America, his enthusiasm for new adventures shows he's evolving from Jamie's protege into a young man establishing his own identity. Gillis Duncan returns as the novel's primary antagonist, transformed from the Witch of Cranesmere into the sinister Mrs. Abernathy on a Jamaican plantation. She represents a dark reflection of Claire, another time traveler who uses knowledge for power rather than healing. Their journeys reveal fundamental differences. Claire followed love, while Gillis pursued power. Claire heals, while Gillis destroys. Both lost children across time, but Claire's maternal love remains pure, while Gillis develops an obsession with bloodlines and sacrifice. Time travel has warped Gillis's perspective. Having crossed centuries multiple times, she views lives as expendable in service to changing history. Her casual mention of poisoning husbands reveals her detachment from morality. In the Abandau cave, when Gillis threatens Brianna, Claire's maternal rage erupts in lethal violence, proving she will destroy anyone threatening her child. Their final encounter reveals their core difference. Gillis believes she should alter history, while Claire has learned some currents are too powerful to redirect. The novel concludes with Jamie and Claire washing ashore in Georgia after surviving a hurricane, both an ending to their search for young Ian and the beginning of a new chapter in an unexpected land. America represents possibility after Scotland's constraints and Jamaica's dangers. Their 1767 arrival positions them at the cusp of the American Revolution, echoing their earlier experience with the Jacobite Rising. Young Ian's excitement about red Indians and wild creatures contrasts with Jamie's caution, highlighting their generational perspectives. Claire's knowledge of American history provides balance between Ian's thirst for adventure and Jamie's wariness of potential dangers. The final scene introduces themes of justice, freedom, community, and isolation. When Claire recalls lines from the future Star-Spangled Banner, she acknowledges America's contradiction of liberty alongside slavery. As Voyager closes, Jamie and Claire have completed one journey only to begin another, suggesting that voyaging itself, the continuous process of adaptation and renewal, defines their relationship more than any destination.